This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by someone who's got a really interesting business in what she does, baby life advice. We're joined by Siggy Marberstein. Siggy is a nurse practitioner by background and the CEO. Siggy, can you take a second to introduce yourself? Then we'll talk to you a little bit about what you do and how it works and so forth.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me, Scott. I'm a nurse practitioner, 22 years of clinical experience in multiple clinical settings across the United States and internationally. And I started Baby Life Advice, which is a telehealth company that supports females, pregnant women, and parents from preconception to early childhood. And we're doing it nationally and internationally.
Well, fantastic. And tell us just a little bit about what Baby Life does. Then I want to hear a little bit about you. But start with what Baby Life does, just so people get a better sense of that.
Absolutely. So we are, in essence, we are support, advice, consulting website that allows moms to ask all the questions that they have around pregnancy, delivery, postpartum leave. And then also we are helping healthcare system to support their pregnant females all throughout the pregnancy by interacting with them via telehealth with midwives, lactation consultants, nurses, nurse practitioners, and other specialists. And the idea here is to reduce the maternal and infant morbidity and mortality that are raging in our country. Unfortunately, we have the worst numbers of maternal child deaths in the industrial world here in the United States.
How is that? Tell me that again, that we've got the worst level of
maternal child
deaths. How is that?
How did that happen? Well, it has, it's a multifactorial situation, has to do a little bit with the way our healthcare system is paying for maternity care, all the way to actual access to care, and finally, with the amount of care that moms get throughout their pregnancy. So here in the United States, we know we have about 5 million mothers who are living in what we call maternal deserts. Those are areas where there is very low obstetrician care, no obstetrician care, or maybe no maternity ward in the hospitals. So those women, when they are pregnant, have a very low access to care and may go throughout the entire pregnancy with very little bit of intervention by a physician, which puts them in very high risk for maternal outcomes and infant death outcomes pre and postpartumly. The other factors is that our healthcare system is such that insurance doesn't always pay for maternity care and postpartum care in a manner that is conducive for women to actually receive care. And so uninsured moms or moms who are underinsured may incur very large bills throughout their pregnancy and postpartumly, which will cause them to not seek care at the time when it's needed. And lastly, unfortunately, we have very large preterm labor in the United States related to, again, lack of care or lack of timely care, which puts about 500,000 babies in the NICU every year, putting them in very high risk of death for the first year of their life.
It's absolutely fascinating to hear that there's still this level, and what you call
shocking, isn't it?
Deserts, maternal deserts. It really is. It really is shocking. How did you start this business? Did you start this, or are you the CEO of it, or both?
I'm both the founder and the CEO of this of this initiative. So I'm, as a nurse practitioner, have been working in maternal child care on and off for many, many years. I've also been working in emergency medicine. I have a company called Telehealth Consulting Services, and my company, which I founded in 2009, was mostly helping other systems to establish healthcare, telehealth, and healthcare access through virtual care for many, many years. When I start learning about the problems that we're having with access to care in maternal child care and the infant mortality rate that we were occurring here in this country, I figured that, you know, with my expertise in telehealth and my knowledge and expertise in healthcare, that I should do something. And so I started Baby Live Advice first as a pilot that was well supported by funds from various institutions here in California. And after running this pilot for about 3 years, we found out very quickly that when moms are supported, educated, empowered by a nurse or a midwife or a lactation consultant, that their outcomes were absolutely different. About 60% reduction in mortality and morbidity was shown in the study over 3 years period of time. I mean, 60%, that is large. And so when the funding ran out, I decided that I'm just going to go ahead and do it on my own. And I self-funded Baby Live Advice and took it to the community in September of 2018.
And another question for you, and it's an uncomfortable question. What are you particularly great at?
What am I potentially great at?
What are you great at?
I'm particularly great at innovation design, telehealth designs, and increasing access to care. And
it's fantastic. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and so, you know, when you take all of those together, you can really bring some serious health outcome change, as we've done so in Baby Live Advice.
So an innovative, creative mind who could make connections, see how things should work together, see how you solve problems, that would be sort of your superpower.
Yes, I would say that.
and that's fantastic. It's great, and it's always a little bit of an uncomfortable question because I'm always curious as to what people are their best at. What do they sort of like view it as? Like, this is what I'm really good at. And it's an important thing for people to know, and it's magnificent. Another question for you. You're a woman leader. You've done this magnificent career, nurse practitioner, founder of a business, everything else. What's your three best pieces of advice for women leaders?
The first one is identify the problems that bother you. Make sure that you understand them and that you've very much investigated the problems that you see in the world and try and solve them. I think that a lot of us like to look at something and say, oh, this is a problem, and oh, I don't like this or I don't like that. You know, women in general were always underempowered to take action when they see something that is wrong in the world. And I say, you know, empower yourself to take an action on something that bothers you. It bothered me to hear that women are dying every day and babies are dying every day here in the United States of America. So I decided to do something about it. I believe that leaders have to make the world better. They have to change what bothers them, and they should be empowered to do so.
Thank you very, very much. Fantastic. So figure out the problem, be empowered to do so, and essentially go after it. Am I missing that, or did I hit that right?
No, you got it absolutely right. Yes, exactly that.
Siggy, it's a great pleasure speaking to you. Fascinating what you do, and fascinating your ability to talk about what you do. Just a pleasure.
How
do people learn more about you? How do they reach you? How do they find you on the website or what have you? How do they find out more about Baby Live and about what you do?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, so they can always find me there. But our website is babyliveadvice.com. And Scott, if it's okay with you, I would like people to know that we are offering free advice and consult through support groups and parenting groups for all of our parents and our mothers internationally and nationally. Through a wonderful international support group that is available on our line. So if women don't want to be paying for services, they can still get supported through our free services that are available online. And it's babyliveadvice.com. And I'm Siggy Marmerstein, and you can find me at Siggy@babyliveadvice.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Just fascinating what you do, and congratulations
thank
on both your career and the growth of your company. Just fabulous, Siggy.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me here today. I really, really appreciate it.